When it comes to online payments, people are typically concerned about a few things. Security of financial info online, fees associated with each transaction, or being too complicated. And since 75% of landlords are over the age of 45, and at least 50% of leases are signed by people under the age of 30, it's easy to see how there may be a wide range of concerns when it comes to digital rental payments. In today's podcast, we'll discuss the ever-growing importance of online payments, secure online payment portals for tenants, landlords, and owners, and how digital payment options are now considered a requirement by tenants, not just a luxury anymore. Stay tuned, and we'll get started in just a minute. Hi, everybody. My name is Chris, and I want to thank you for joining us for another value-packed Tenant Cloud podcast. If you want to be a more informed, better educated, and successful landlord, then stay tuned. With over a decade of property management experience, we bring you short and sweet, bite-sized pieces of incredibly valuable property management tidbits in 15 minutes or less. When it comes to rent collection, landlords look for the most convenient methods that make the whole process hassle-free and less time-consuming. And old-fashioned forms of rent collection, like mailing checks, usually aren't the best solution, especially in times of a pandemic and otherwise global digitization. And that is what is happening right now, is global digitization. If you haven't been keeping up with the headlines, there is a significant increase in every part of the marketplace that cash and coins are no longer being used, and digital payments are up in some sectors as much as 50% in a lot of different areas. And so all of the signs point towards the fact that, especially right now, people are not comfortable handling money. Money is already known to transmit germs from one person to another. And so, especially during the times of a pandemic, people are really turning away from that type of payment. Not to mention, a lot of people are turning away from and moving away from in-person interactions and in-person payments in general. Now, some of that is probably going to come back. I'm sure those percentages aren't going to be permanent. But the bottom line is the digitization of payments has been accelerated exponentially in just a few months in what would have otherwise taken years to have accomplished. And more so than ever, people are learning how to use digital payment methods. Even people who before were against it or were not interested in learning it, or it was just too complicated for them, they are now taking the time and the effort to understand digital payments and learn how to use them. And that is true for tenants as well. In fact, it's more so true for tenants than almost any other market. Most leasing offices right now are still not open. If they are open, it's by appointment only. There's a limited number of people allowed in the office. A lot of landlords are avoiding in-person interactions, and so are tenants for things like tours and all that stuff. And so it just makes sense that the more things that you can do without having that in-person interaction, the better. And that includes handing somebody a physical paper that that other person then has to touch and handle. So whether that's cashier's checks or money orders or actual physical cash, those things are all pretty much out the window at this point when it comes to rental payments. And if you were not one of the people who had a digital payment platform set up already, you were probably caught scrambling trying to put that together for your tenants, especially if your tenants are primarily people who are concerned about that type of thing, as many are. So due to the national lockdown and stay-at-home orders across the country, a lot of things have changed when it comes to digital payments. But there are still some concerns that have surfaced, and we even did a quick survey with people and asked them, what are the cons of online rental payments? And a few of the concerns were, one, possible transaction fees. The other was, not all of my tenants are tech savvy. The other was sharing banking information online. And the highest result was dangers of hacking, because as we all know, it's constantly in the news. It seems like every single place out there has been hacked. And so people are just concerned about their information and where it is stored, how it is stored, and all of that good stuff. So that in the event that something does happen with hacking or whatever, that their information is either limited or just not exposed at all. But registrations for digital payments in the past 3 to 4 months has exceeded 25%. That's just registrations. That's not including people who already had accounts and maybe just weren't using it to pay anything. They're already starting to use it to pay. They already had an account, but just registrations alone has been up over 25% in just the past couple of months. And so there's these concerns about the ability for people to use rental payments online through a digital platform, the concern of sharing banking information, the concern of having transaction fees, and so on and so forth. And so those are really all tied to one thing, which is mostly security and accessibility. So having a system that addresses each of those needs is going to be important going forward for landlords. No matter where you are, what demographic you serve, it is going to be a key component to managing rentals going forward after 2020 and well beyond into the future. So Tenant Cloud, of course, this is a Tenant Cloud podcast, so we'll talk a little bit about Tenant Cloud, but all of those things are actually included in Tenant Cloud's payment platform, the use of our platform. We're one of the only kind of rental management softwares that allows tenants to have an online mobile app that they can use very easy. It is a very easy interface to use. There's only a couple of buttons on the homepage. Everything is front and center the minute you log in. It's right there. So a lot of tenants have commented even how easy it is to use and how everything is right there in front of their face as soon as they log into the mobile app. And so that kind of addresses or helps to address the issue of tech-savvy tenants. If everything is right there front and center, it's not confusing. It's not this huge interface like you would have on the landlord side because the landlord needs all these tools and all these features and they need all this data, whereas a tenant really just wants to know a couple of things. How do I access or sign my lease? How do I pay my rent? And how do I let my landlord know I have an issue and I need to be able to get something fixed in my rental? Those are the three core things that a tenant is going to ask for in a mobile app or an account. And so those three things are really front and center in the Tenant Cloud app, which is great for tenants. The other thing is you need something that people can access from anywhere, no matter where they are. The reason for that is because a lot of people were displaced during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of things changed. A lot of dynamics changed. People weren't at work. And so maybe they didn't have a desktop or a laptop at home. And they would pay rent from their office when they would go there to work from their computer. A lot of people don't even own computers or laptops anymore. And so it's essential that the platform that they would pay rent on would be mobile-based. And even if somebody doesn't have our mobile app, they can actually use our mobile browser, which is very much the same setup. And the mobile browser is extremely mobile-friendly, and it was designed with that in mind. And so for somebody, which accounts for a lot of people, who does not have a laptop or does not have a computer, you can still use a smartphone with either a mobile browser or even with our mobile app. And you can have the same functionality no matter which one you log into. And so that's extremely important when it comes to accessibility for tenants to be able to pay rent. Anywhere they have an internet connection, they can pay rent on Tenant Cloud. They don't need a computer. They don't need a laptop. They can literally do it from their smartphone. And so that's really important. If a person has a smartphone today, then chances are there's like a 99% chance that they have access to a payment method. They have access to their funds. And so that's really important to make sure that you're providing that for your tenants in 2020 and going forward. The second thing that you want to make sure that you are ensuring that your tenants are aware of is that there's very low risk or to provide low risks to your tenant when paying rent. And so it's important that you provide an option that does not require physical contact. So as I said in the beginning of the podcast, transmission of bacteria and things like that can be done through physical contact. And whether that's actual physical contact, being in the presence of somebody else, or them handling something like a document or a payment like a check or a cashier's check or money order, and then handing that to you, and then you handling that item, those things are all involved in physical contact. And a lot of people are trying to avoid that as much as possible. And so providing an option that doesn't require any of that is extremely important. In fact, most landlords are encouraging that so that their tenants do not bring them physical checks, money orders, cash, etc. They encourage them to pay online. In fact, some even incentivize tenants to do so, to pay online, by giving them a credit off of their account or giving them a credit if they pay early. So if you pay, if the rent is due on the 1st, but you pay by the 25th, you get a $50 credit off of your rent that month, or a $50 credit towards the next month's rent, or something along those lines. And so it's important that you do provide a low risk way for tenants to pay rent. Also, another low risk way is as another incentive for using our mobile app, such as Tenant Cloud, is that tenants can set up and literally forget about auto pay. They can set up auto pay and forget about it. And the way it works is they put in their banking information, they set it to auto pay, and boom, next month when the rent check, when the rent invoice populates on their account, the system automatically sets that payment in motion. And they can choose if they want that payment to be initiated 5 days prior to the invoice being due, or 3 days, or so on and so forth. And so they can make sure that they never have to worry about their rent not being paid, because the entire system will do it for them. It really removes the need for them to even think about rent each month, because it's just doing it automatically. And a lot of people are looking for automatic payments like that. In fact, that is one of the features that was most in demand. And so that is one of the reasons we built it quite a while ago, to address that need, because a lot of people were asking for it. So if you're not providing that, or you're not informing your tenants that they have the ability to do that, to get the mobile app or to get a Tenant Cloud account and set that up, if you're still recording physical checks, physical money orders, you should let your tenants know that they do have a mobile app. You should set up TC payments so that your tenants can do that online. And you should really encourage that, that people pay a no physical, using a no physical contact method, and automate the process for them. And it's great because all of that information is encrypted using some of the most sophisticated technology available out there to companies like us. So definitely recommend that you do that. Your tenants will love you and thank you for it. And you can thank me later. The next thing that you want to do is you want to have the ability to instantly and easily track information. And that's what digital payments does as well. Is it not only allows no physical contact payments, not only does it automate the process, not only is it easy and accessible, you can access it anywhere you have an internet connection, but it's just easy to track. It's so easy because it's all automated. You set a lease in place in the system. That lease automatically generates invoices for recurring charges each month. The tenant has automatic payments set up. So as soon as that invoice automatically posts on your end, it posts to their account. They then, their system then initiates that payment, pays the rent, and boom, it's tracked in the system on your end that it's paid. It puts it into the right reports for your accounting. And all you have to do is give the owner, or if you are the owner yourself, all you have to do is pull reports. All of that is automated. That entire process is automated. It goes into the right accounting category for tax purposes. It goes into the right reports for owners to view. In fact, you can even automate the reports part, because when you connect an owner in Tenant Cloud, that owner doesn't have to reach out to you to get that report. That owner can log into their account and they can view any report that you have chosen to share with them through Tenant Cloud. And it's all automated, the entire process. Just 10 years ago, most of this stuff was impossible to do. Automating things like this, automating payments, automating invoicing, automating sharing reports with owners, all of that stuff, a lot of it, you either couldn't do it or was extremely expensive. You had to have some extremely expensive software. And the fact that small landlords can now do all of that stuff is nothing short of incredible and amazing, in my opinion. And if you don't have these things set up, then you are still wasting a lot of time in your day-to-day routines and responsibilities and tasks that you have to do throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the month that you really could be automating, and you could be saving so much time and spending more time at the golf course or at the pool or at the beach instead of having to sit in front of a computer or your phone, sharing things, printing things, downloading as PDFs and emailing, answering questions. All of this stuff could be done automatically by a system that has automated nearly the entire process. And you can do it all without having to interact with anybody, which is awesome. So it goes without saying that online payment methods are absolutely going to be, like I said, the method for paying rent of the future. Checks, money orders, and all that stuff are going to be obsolete much quicker than anybody anticipated, mostly due to the pandemic, because it has accelerated us well into the future. Some experts have said it's propelled us at least 5 to 10 years into the future when it comes to things like paying rent or just paying anything in general using physical monetary forms. Everything is being digitized. And so if you don't have that stuff set up, you need to set it up. It's important. People will thank you for it, and you will get so much more time back from your life where you were spending time doing things that can now be automated. And so highly encourage you to do that. And hopefully you have learned something from this podcast today. Maybe you learned something about the Tenant Cloud platform, something that the Tenant Cloud platform does that you weren't aware of. If you have any questions, we do have instant chat through our website. If you just go to our homepage without logging in, if you don't have an account, you can check us out and you can learn more about Tenant Cloud. Also from our pricing page, we have our instant chat team members who are able to answer any questions you may have about the platform without even needing to open an account yet. We're available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. Somebody will be available to answer your questions. And as always, if you want to learn more about Tenant Cloud or just property management in general, you can go to tenantcloud.com/blog. And also feel free to share this podcast with any family members, friends, or colleagues that you think might benefit from this information as well. And we would greatly appreciate it. We thank you for spending this time with us. We know you have a busy schedule. We try to keep these podcasts under 15 minutes, and I think I'm a couple minutes over. But look forward to talking with you next time.